إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وبعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، فيقول الله سبحانه وتعالى في سورة الروم: ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون. ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the ayat, his signs of power. And in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, as we can translate, and amongst his signs that he created for you mates from among yourselves, that you may dwell in tranquility with them. And he has put love and mercy between your hearts. Verily in that are signs for people who reflect. The term ayah, and the plural is ayat, in Al-Quran it can mean one of three things. In Arabic, ayah means sign. So it is a sign. In the Quran, it is used in three different ways, but indeed are interrelated. The first one is what springs into mind immediately is ayah, is an ayah of Al-Quran. Ayah is the smallest part of the Quran. Like Sad, for example, is an ayah. And Surah Al-Kursi, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayy al-qayyum, is an ayah. And ayat al-tadayun, the lone ayah, is the longest ayah, is a whole page out of 600 pages in an ayah. So that is an ayah. And the other meaning of the ayah is a miracle, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends his messengers and prophets with to challenge people who do not believe in them. And that ayah, for example, during the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he sent him with 9 ayat. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى 9 آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ فَاسْأَلْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. So 9 ayat, one of them is the stick and the hand and other ayat during his message. And Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he was given the ayat of bringing, by the will of Allah, bringing the dead into life and curing ailments that were beyond cure. وَيُبْرِئُ الْأَكْمَهَ وَالْأَبْرَسِ brings cure to diseases that cannot be cured. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he has many ayat, but the greatest of all is Al-Quran. But also a third meaning of ayah is a sign of power, a sign that reflects and it points to the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his power and his lordship in this universe. And in this context, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that He created mates from ourselves so as to have tranquility and love, etc. So why? The question is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made, and of course in Islam that is only attained via marriage. So why this is an ayah amongst other ayat? Of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before that He says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ إِذَا أَنْتُمْ بَشَرٌ تَنْتَشِرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you from dust, from earth, and then you are humans spreading across the world. Look, subhanallah, one man and one woman, Adam and Eve, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created billions upon billions of people from them. So that was an ayah. But also, before that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam from earth. And then the continuation of his descendants is via marriage and via mating between males and females. Of course, just before I continue, you will see in Surah Ar-Rum itself, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ خَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ يُرِيكُمُ الْبَرْقَ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا. And in other surahs, the ayat of Allah, the signs of Allah, is the creation of moon and sun and night and day. All of what is around you is an ayah that points to us to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to believe that He is worthy of worship and He is the only one worthy of worship. So in terms of this ayah that I'm trying to analyze today, if the creation from earth is an ayah, the continuation of the creation is also an ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we mentioned, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ نَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam and created his mate from him, from his rib, and then from them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created all mankind with all the different colors and languages and affiliations and aspirations, etc., from one man and one woman. So that is maybe one of the answers, that marriage is the way to continue the life on earth. The life on earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ يُطْعِمُونَ إن الله هو الرزاق ذو القوة المتين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created jinn kind and mankind to worship Him, and that is the purpose of creation. But that purpose of creation, without the continuation of the creation and the existence of humans, men and women on earth, that aim of the creation will not happen. So the continuation of humankind on earth to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is attained via marriage, via that mithaqan ghaliza, the strong bond between man and woman. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً قَالُوا أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءَ وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ قَالَ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the angels that He is going to create a viceroy to create on earth people that are going to make it suitable for living, make it suitable for the continuation of living for the humankind. And that is attained via making the earth good in terms of plantation, in terms of invention, in terms of making things, in terms of selling and buying, in terms of learning, etc. All of that is part of the Khilafah, as well as, of course, to make sure that justice is achieved on earth. Because without justice, a lot of that goes to waste. So the purpose of Khilafah on earth also continues with the continuation of the bond between a man and a woman in marriage. That's why perhaps that is also why it is an ayah. It is a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ بَنِينَ وَحَفَدًا وَرَزَقَكُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُمْ, Allah made from amongst yourselves mates, and from these mates, from the female mates, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made sons and grandsons, etc. So the continuation of humankind on earth is via that bond between man and woman in marriage. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of the very first man and woman, Adam and Eve, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِل, tribes and nations, so as to get to know one another. The best amongst you is the most pious. And that is the rule, dear brothers and sisters. Anyone is better than anyone else because of piety. A man is better than another man because he is more pious. A woman is better than another woman or another man because of piety. That is the measure. And the Prophet ﷺ, he says, "At-taqwa hahuna." So no one can claim that, unfortunately. Of course, there are signs of piety, but at the end of the day, the Prophet ﷺ, he says, piety is here, is in the heart that Allah only knows. And to attain that multiplicity of nations and tribes and people, etc., to get to know one another was achieved and will continue to be achieved via marriage. Also, marriage, dear brothers and sisters, is the sunnah of prophets and messengers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلًا مِّن قَبْلِكَ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَذُرِّيَّةً. We have sent before you messengers and made for them wives and children. So it is the sunnah of the prophets all the time. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also in another hadith, he says, وَأَنَا أَتَزَوَّجُ النِّسَاءِ فَمَنْ رَغِبَ عَنْ سُنَّتِي فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي. And I do get married, because some people heard about the Prophet's way of worship, and he said, oh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave all his sins, so where are we from him? So one was saying, I fast and I do not break my fast, so they fast throughout the year. And the other one, he says that I pray all night long, I don't sleep. And the third, he says, I don't get married. And even in Muslim, one, he says, I don't eat meat. So the Prophet ﷺ, he was not very happy to hear that, and he says that I pray and sleep and I fast and break my fast and I get married, أتزوج النساء وأكل اللحم in Muslim, وأنا خيركم, and I am the best amongst you. فمن رغب عن سنتي فليس مني. Whoever turns away from my way, from my sunnah. Sunnah is literally the path, the way of the Prophet ﷺ. He is not from me. He is not from my ummah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also told us, تَزَوَّجُوا الْوَدُودَ الْوَلُودَ فَإِنِّي مُكَاثِرٌ بِكُمِ الْأُمَمَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And in another تناكحوا تكاثروا فإني أباهي بكم الأمم. This is in النسائي وأبو داود and أحمد. الإمام أحمد. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is asking us. So there is another purpose, not now but later, for the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in the hereafter to say, look at my Ummah. Masha Allah, they are in abundance. Of course, their Ummah is the Ummah that says La ilaha illallah. The Ummah that they're going to go to Jannah. Not any other ummah. That is the ummah of the Prophet ﷺ, his followers, the believers in the Quran and in the Sunnah, in La ilaha illallah, those who lived their lives according to his Sunnah. So he says that multiply, have more kids, have more children, because in the hereafter I'm going to be proud of you. So that is also a purpose, and perhaps that can explain why وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Through marriage we achieve mentally, physically, spiritually, from all aspects of ourselves, we achieve the best. We have, we express our physical, our spiritual, our emotional feeling towards the other half. Without marriage, a lot of that does not show up. A lot of that is bottled in a person, perhaps in even a bad way, if deprived from getting married. As they say, مَنْ رَزَقَهُ اللَّهُ مْرَأَةً صَالِحًا. Of course, that is also achieving 50%, نِصْ شَطْرَ دِينِهِ, half of the deen. Because then a lot of sins, they come from that thoughts, away from marriage, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts in all of us for the continuation of the race and for the continuation of mankind. So that is a very, very strong instinct. And without marriage, either we can suppress it, waiting for the right time, which we should, but then we have to get married when the time is right. So as all of these thoughts, and half, if you like, of our deen is guaranteed, inshallah, and then we have to concentrate on another half. إذا تزوج العبد فقد استكمل نصف الدين فليتق الله في النصف الآخر أو في النصف الباقي. If a slave of Allah gets married, then he has completed half of the deen. These ahadith are sahih actually. It is not الزواج نصف الدين. It is a sahih expression, although that is specific. Text is not the hadith. This is the hadith that I've just mentioned. Very quickly, looking at the time, the way to implement Islam, and I give an example. You could say, I will go away on top of a mountain or wherever. Alhamdulillah, I have a few things I can survive. I will worship Allah, I will fast, I will make dua, I will read Quran, alhamdulillah, and that's it, until I die. And of course the expression لا رهبانية في الإسلام, there is no رهبانية, there is no hermit, you know, becoming a hermit is not Islam at all. But let us say that this is the case, then where is the rest of Islam? Where is selling and buying? Where is looking after the neighbor? Where is being kind to your parents? Where is rearing your children? Where is being kind to your wife and being respectful to your husband? And so on. A lot of the deen is so complex. Without having that complexity of marriage and people and children and neighbors and nations and tribes, a lot of that deen, that man on the top of the mountain, he's not selling, he's not buying, he's not looking after his neighbor, he's not doing anything. He's just praying, he's doing the ibadat, if you like. But the rest of the mu'amalat, of the fiqh, of the deen is not there at all. So through marriage, through being with people, the whole of the deen is being followed, is being activated, if you like, is being, because you get a lot of thawab, not just by praying sunnah and nawafil and fasting nawafil, etc., but also by dealing with people, by being patient with them, by being kind to them, by being charitable, by looking after your parents, by respecting your neighbors, by being charitable to the poor and needy and the orphan and the widow. If you are on your own, if you are not married, even you don't really realize that. A lot of Islam you realize after you get married. Even you respect your own parents. When you become a parent yourself, say, Subhanallah, it's one kid. It's just the first one. We couldn't sleep for a week. My father had 7, my father had 9, he had 5, whatever, or my mother. How did they do that? You start to realize. Because the way when you were brought up, you were too young to know. And by the time you are an adult, you are too busy to realize. Only when you yourself become a parent, then say, Subhanallah, yes, I know now why. And then you start to have that even more intense feeling towards your parents. And that is only one example, dear brothers and sisters. And last but not least, there is a lot in this subject, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this bond of marriage between a man and a woman an ayah. An ayah compared to the other meanings of ayat. It all falls together, by the way. All the three meanings of ayah and the literal meaning all revolve around the same thing. We have limited life on earth. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, أَعْمَارُ أُمَّتِي بَيْنَ السِّتِّينَ وَالسَّبْعِينَ وَقَلُّهُمْ مَنْ جَازَ ذَلِكَ. The ages of my ummah are between 60 and 70. And even only a few that they pass that age. And we all love to have a lot more good deeds, even when we pass away. And that is attained by marriage. And I remember when I was working in Portugal, a colleague of mine, he said, they have a proverb in Portuguese, and it says that a man is not a man until he does three things. He has a kid, he plants a tree, and he authors a book. And he meant a reference. I authored books and so on, and I was interested in trees, etc., and I had kids. But anyway, it took me a few years to realize that this is indeed from the hadith that the Prophet ﷺ said, إِذَا مَاتَ ابْنُ آدَمٍ إِنْقَطَ عَمَلُهُ إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثٍ صَدَقَةٌ جَارِيَةٌ أَوْ عِلْمٌ يُنْتَفَعُ بِهِ أَوْ وَلَدٌ صَالِحٌ يَدْعُ لَهُ. When the son of Adam passes away, then only his deeds are, his books are closed apart from three. صَدَقَةٌ جَارِيَةٌ, a charity that you leave behind you, something that continues. You build something. You, even if you give something for a school or for a hospital or for a masjid, and it was only 10 or 20 pounds, and it's still there, and people are making use of that, the charity continues. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you that. عِلْمٌ يُنْتَفَعُ بِهِ, knowledge that you have spread during your life. And it continues. People will do whatever they learn from you. Or, of course, you leave a book or so, like in the Portuguese proverb. وَوَلَدٌ أَوْ وَلَدٌ صَالِحٌ يَدْعُ لَهُ. Perhaps the first two may be a little difficult for many people, but the third one is attainable by all of us, inshallah, or most of us. And if we have the right intention, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you that. So you leave a son, you leave a daughter, you leave children who make dua for you while we are long past and long our books closed, but yet we get that dua increasing into our good deed and inshallah forgiving our sins. There are a lot more, but that is what I thought, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that bond of marriage between a man and a woman an ayah. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروا. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Just very very quickly in a minute, and it doesn't mean that it is not important, but your brothers and sisters in Syria are being killed by everyone. Everyone is having a go, and now it is the الغوطة الشرقية, Eastern Ghouta, is being a place of killing for kids and women and children and all sorts of people now. So I know that Alhamdulillah your community did a lot Alhamdulillah for that cause, but we need to continue to support our brothers and sisters in all ways. جزاكم الله خير. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه, وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم, إنك أنت العز الأكرم. اللهم ارحمنا فإنك بنا راحم, والطف بنا بما جرت به المقادير يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي كلمة الحق والدين. اللهم من أراد بالإسلام والمسلمين خيرا فوفقه لكل خير, ومن أراد بهم سوءا فاقصمه وخذه أخذ عزيز مقتدر. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين, اللهم انصر إخواننا في سوريا, اللهم انصر إخواننا في اليمن. اللهم أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف, ورد عنهم ظلم الظالمين ومكر الماكرين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر المسلمين فوق كل أرض وتحت كل سماء. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. ولذكر الله أكبر, والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقم الصلاة.